We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Most of the coronavirus numbers we've been hearing lately have had plus signs in front of them, and while New York State reportedly has the third lowest infection rate in the country behind New Hampshire and Maine, parts of New York City are still red zones, and in Newark, they're restricting hours at all non-essential businesses. John Montone with more on the virus situation this morning. John?
Now, Lee, as Halloween approaches, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka says the new numbers are frightening.
Based on our tests, positivity rate, we were at 11.8%, and we haven't been that high since May 23rd.
And with those numbers comes a curfew on commerce, with all non-essential businesses having to close by 8 p.m. statewide. Governor Murphy says it is screaming out that the virus is surging.
Bergen, Essex, Middlesex, Passaic, and Union counties are each reporting at least 110 cases.
Murphy says we'll have to crack the back of COVID individually in private homes. The governor also announced the goal of getting 70% of all New Jerseyans vaccinated within 6 months after a shot becomes available. John Montone, 1010 Winds, reporting live from New Jersey.
Parents in New York City whose kids are now learning remotely and would like to switch them to at least partial in-classroom instruction will have just one chance to make that switch.
The first 2 weeks of November will be the only time that families will be able to make the change from full remote to blended learning. If they don't, well, their student will be fully remote for the entire school year.
Which is a change from what we originally had said over the summer. We think that this is better for the sake of stability for all students, for families and educators.
But State Senator Andrew Gonardis says reducing the opt-in periods from 1 to 4 makes it easy on just one group, administrators.
This is nothing but an attempt for the DOE to make their lives easier at the expense of making the lives of parents and working families much more difficult. This is yanking the rug out from parents.
280,000 students are attending school in person as part of the city's blended learning option. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
1 week until Election Day, while President Trump and Joe Biden are not devoting a lot of attention to the tri-state area since it's not considered in play, they are both very interested in Pennsylvania. As Glenn Schuck reports from the election desk this morning, Glenn.
And good morning, Lee. And President Trump, in fact, 3 rallies in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania yesterday, including a stop in Martinsburg.
8 days from now, can you believe it? 8 days. Started off 4 years ago. Remember our meetings and our... It was a love fest right from the beginning, wasn't it? And now it's more so. You know what? It's more so than it was 4 years ago. And they're going to be finding that out very soon.
And today the president will continue his hectic campaign pace. He has stops in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Mike Pence will rally in both the Carolinas, north and south. As for Joe Biden, he says he's expanding his campaign travel plans before Election Day, but not having big rallies.
We're going to be traveling, continue to travel. But the big difference between us and the reason why it looks like we're not traveling, we're not putting on super spreaders. We are doing what we're doing here. Everybody's wearing a mask and trying as best we can to be socially distanced.
No Democrat for president has won Georgia since Bill Clinton in 1992. Joe Biden has stops there today as the race in Georgia is pretty tight. Kamala Harris back in the campaign trail in Nevada. And more help from Barack Obama, the former president campaigning for the Democratic ticket. He'll be in Orlando as 61 million. I've already voted in early voting around the country. That is a record already, and millions will do so today. I'm Glenn Schuck here at the 1010 Winds Election Desk.
Cuban Pete's in Montclair is another victim of the pandemic, or rather enforcement of pandemic rules. Cops came in at 4:45 in the morning and changed the locks at Cuban Pete's after the restaurant was found in violation of a Department of Health order which prohibited the serving of any food there. That order was issued after the restaurant was charged numerous times with violating the ban on indoor dining, which was in effect until last month. Owner Dominic Restreno says he was going to refuse to close and said at the time, if necessary, the police would have to arrest him and everyone else in the restaurant. He told NorthJersey.com, "I don't know what happened. It's a bad dream." Most of the 435 House races around the U.S. aren't very tight, but the race in New York's 11th district, Staten Island, part of Brooklyn, is very tight, according to a new NBC Marist poll that has Republican Nicole Malliotakis leading first-term Democrat Max Rose 48-46 among likely voters. With all registered voters, Rose leads by 1 point, indicating he'd benefit from higher turnout. Rose is the first Democrat to represent Staten Island since the 1970s. The New York Post has endorsed Malliotakis. Staten Island Advance came out for Rose, even though it has supported Malliotakis in the past. It calls her a Trump apologist. NYPD officer Jason Maharaj was off duty inside a deli in Ozone Park last night when a homeless man shot and wounded a 26-year-old customer. He grabbed the shooter and his gun and held him until on-duty cops arrived. Chris Hanlon runs Beer Town across the street. He tells NBC4 he had a run-in with a suspect just before the shooting.
He didn't seem in any way violent. He just seemed like he needed help, and I tried to provide that help for him. And if he had a gun, I didn't see it.
Shooting victim taken to Jamaica Hospital. He is expected to survive. Charges against the shooter are pending. Residents of the Wakefield section of the Bronx protested yesterday against the homeless shelter in their neighborhood. They say the city promised the shelter at 4747 Bronx Boulevard. It was only temporary due to COVID-19, but 7 months later, it's still there. They say the homeless relieve themselves on the street and do drugs in public, and the city needs to address the bigger issue of permanent affordable housing. Nassau County had a rat extermination program, but that was eliminated back in the 90s due to budget cuts. Now the county's rat population has exploded, and legislators plan to vote this week to spend $450,000 to revive that program, which gave out rat traps to homeowners who needed them. The rat problem's been particularly bad in Plainview, where one woman says she spent hundreds of dollars on rat traps over the summer. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.